following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Y'all know it's our destiny. We're going to go right now for the high time. Cowboys win!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. I don't care if it's a short week, long week, it's Raiders week. And the Chiefs do have a short week as they'll play Thursday night at the Coliseum against Oakland. Kansas City is hot, 7 wins in the last 8 games. The Chiefs were outstanding against the defending world champion, Seattle Seahawks, beating them last week 24-20. But now the Chiefs have to get ready for their longtime rival. We'll get you ready for this game like no other show can. The offensive line might have had their best game of the season against the vaunted Seahawk defense. And it's a perfect week to have the center of that offensive line, Rodney Hudson, mic'd up. You'll see just how much is asked of this guy in the middle and how versatile he has to be in Andy Reid's offense. Plus, had an exclusive one-on-one conversation with assistant head coach and wide receivers coach David Culley, who gets into the value of his core and what they have done beyond the stats to help the Chiefs win games. And we've got something really special dialed up for you this week as we'll go back in time and look at the historical perspective of this Chiefs-Raiders rivalry with an excerpt from our award-winning Chiefs Kingdom show. But first, it's Oakland, Kansas City, short week. Chiefs try to stay hot. And to get you ready, here's Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel.
The Chiefs have had a short week to prepare for the Oakland Raiders for Thursday night football. The Raiders come into this game with an 0-10 record, but we can't let that fool us because 5 of those 10 losses have been within a touchdown or less. That includes a 16-9 loss to the 8-2 New England Patriots, 2 close losses to the San Diego Chargers, and then a 30-24 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. When you talk about the Raiders, you might as well start on the offense and their young quarterback, rookie Derek Carr. I had a chance to talk with Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton earlier this week about Derek Carr, and he told me that he has a poise you don't normally see from rookie quarterbacks, said he's one of the best young up-and-coming quarterbacks in the NFL. That poise is demonstrated by the fact that Carr has only been sacked 12 times so far this season, which ranks 2nd in the NFL. He's making good decisions with the football and handling pressure. Carr's favorite target in the passing game is wide receiver James Jones, who has 76 targets on the season to lead the team, also leads the team with 498 receiving yards. But another player you've got to watch out for is tight end Michael Rivera, who's 2nd on this team with 58 targets so far this season. Hopefully the Chiefs can eliminate those top 2 targets and make it even more difficult for Carr and the Raiders offense. The running game has been a struggle so far this season for the Raiders. They rank last in the NFL, only averaging 63 yards per game on the ground. Their top running back, Darren McFadden, who has a long history against the Kansas City Chiefs, has carried the ball just 113 times for 393 yards so far this season. One area the Raiders' offense has been successful is inside the red zone. They're converting touchdowns on 75% of their drives inside the 20-yard line, which ranks 2nd in the NFL. Hopefully the Chiefs don't allow the Raiders offense to get inside the red zone, but if they do, this will be a fun matchup to watch because the Chiefs defense ranks 2nd in the NFL, only allowing touchdowns 41.9% of the time. Defensively, the Raiders have struggled to bring down opposing quarterbacks so far this season. They have just 10 sacks, which ranks last in the NFL. But if you want to talk about a bright spot for the Raiders defense, you can start with first-round pick Khalil Mack. The rookie out of Buffalo has been doing a little bit of everything for the Raiders defense, and he is every bit as advertised. According to Pro Football Focus, Khalil Mack ranks number 1 in the NFL among 3-4 outside linebackers at run-stop percentage. The Chiefs are riding high after winning 5 straight, but their rival, the Oakland Raiders, would like nothing more than to pick up their first victory of this season. Led by head coach Andy Reid, the Chiefs are preparing this week to make sure that doesn't happen.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
It's dependent on what the defense gives you. And because of what we do offensively and the way coach has things set up, is that whatever they're taking away, we're going to take advantage of it. Whatever they're giving us, we take.
Welcome back to the show. I get asked every week about the wide receiver core of the Chiefs, the fact that they don't have any touchdowns yet through the first 10 games of the season. Well, sometimes you got to look beyond the numbers. This wide receiver core has done a lot to help Kansas City win football games, whether on scrimmage downs or on special teams. And one of the big reasons, the teaching that they get from assistant head coach and wide receivers coach, David Culley. David, I want to ask you about your wide receiver core and how you've had to adjust there because you've had a lot of injuries. Who stepped up and what about your group?
Well, you know what, Albert Wilson and Frankie Hammond have both been backup roles for us for a while starting in the season. But, you know, when the injuries come, you know, the next man's got to be ready to step up. And, you know, it's one man down, the next man up. And those two guys have done a wonderful job of stepping in with Donnie going down. And the beauty about those two guys is, especially Frankie Hammond. Frankie's been with us now for over a year. He knows every spot. And then with Albert, like Frankie, he, for a rookie, very smart, knows what's going on around him. Other than just the lack of experience, you know, he stepped in and done a great job. And you know what, Mitch, this past game, I saw something about him that I know is going to make him a heck of a football player on special teams. He really got after it.
As you say that, what about a Junior Hemingway and then what he means to this team?
Well, you know, Junior is one of our core special teams guys. I mean, every special teams play that goes on, he's a part of it. And I was so happy for Junior this past week against the Seahawks when that punt that went down there, I told him that was the most beautiful play I've seen from a guy trying to keep a ball going in the end zone. And as I mentioned about Albert and Frankie earlier, one of the reasons that Junior has become a very solid football player for us on offense is he's a heck of a special teams player.
Fans are into stats. They're into empirical data. So when they look at Dwayne Bowe, they're going, well, wait a minute. He's not up on the stat sheet in the NFL. What does Dwayne Bowe do for you and this team that goes beyond the stats?
Well, the thing about it is, first of all, in the dressing room, in the locker room, he's one of our most popular guys. And the reason that is because of the way he plays the game. He is not a guy that plays the wide receiver position that is interested in how many catches he has or how many touchdowns he has. You got to remember about Dwayne, in 2010, I think he might have led the league in touchdowns. I think he was a Pro Bowler during that time. He's also had two other seasons where he's had 1,000 yards. But he's also hadn't won a whole bunch of football games during that time. And I think the one thing about Dwayne, the most important thing about Dwayne Bowe is that Dwayne Bowe is about winning. And Dwayne Bowe does the little things that you have to do to help you win. And that's from blocking. That's from being a leader, doing things the right way on the field. And in the last 2 years, I just know the most important thing to him is happening right now, and that's winning football games.
Final question, Dave, and has to deal with what this offense is doing in building an image. What's being built with this offense?
Well, the thing about it is when Coach Reed came in here with this offense is so diverse and versatile. In other words, you know, 1 week you may have a guy rushing for 159 yards as we had this week. And then the next week you may have a tight end catching four or five balls and two for touchdowns. It's depending on what the defense gives you. And because of what we do offensively and the way coach has things set up is that whatever they're taking away, we're going to take advantage of it. Whatever they're giving us, we take. And obviously, you know, it's week to week. It changes. And then what has happened with us, and one of the reasons that we've been successful is that we're able to adapt to whatever, you know. They want to take away the throw, we'll run it. They want to take away the run, we'll throw it. And as you've seen, it happens. And then every now and then, coach will throw a little trickery in there. So it's very versatile from that standpoint. And when you're that away, regardless of what you did the week before, when you come up to that next week, that next game, whatever they take away, we know that we can go to something else to be able to take advantage of what they're taking away.
When you're performing on the road, you're always far away from home. But for Redline Chemistry, no matter where they are, one thing keeps them close to their roots.
We travel all over the country, and it's amazing because the Chiefs are just one of those teams. kind of like Green Bay and Chicago. You find fans everywhere you go. You can find a bar and walk in and find 40 people in Chiefs jerseys watching the game. You know, it's great.
Salt Lake City, some guy came up and showed me his big Arrowhead tattoo on the back of his leg. He's like, I've never even been there, but I can hardly wait to go and see a game sometime.
Oh, all the time. Chiefs fans are all over this country. They should be.
It's cool because I watch them after the show when they're done. And the Chiefs fans, they stay behind and they talk to the guys till everybody leaves. And so they love Kansas City.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
Let's go do it! Let's go do it! Take the fight to him! Let's go! Let's go!
Welcome back to the show. The Chiefs have a great line of centers in their past. You can go back to E.J. Holub or Jack Rudney or Casey Wegman. The Chiefs have another good one in Rodney Hudson, who's right in the middle of that offensive line. Rodney might have had his best game yet as a Chief in the win over the Seattle Seahawks. He's asked to do a lot of things in Andy Reid's offense, before the snap making line calls. But after the snap, many times Rodney's got to be on the move.
We decide this game, baby.
It's our house, all game. Start fast, baby. Leave it all out here. All line on three. One, two, three, all line.
Let's go do it. Let's go do it.
Take the fight to him.
Let's go. Let's go.
The center position requires a lot of communication, so I have to communicate a lot with the other guys. Ultimately, we're all trying to accomplish one goal on a certain play.
Hey, we got to get first down. Get around the ball. Get around the ball.
The more you can stay ahead of the sticks and stay out of third and long and just be efficient on first and second down, the game flows a lot better. And we knew that was important to be able to get the running game going. I think we did a good job of that.
Charles up the middle. That's a 50 downfield block at the 40. 35. Cuts back to the right and gets down to the Seahawk 29-yard line.
Hey, let's go, baby.
Keep that foot on the pedal, baby. Keep the foot on the pedal. We got to keep that pressure on.
Hand off Charles, off tackle, gets a block inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown, Kansas City!
Jamal can make a guy miss it. You know, he can break one at any time. And, you know, Niles has been doing a great job, too. We have some good backs here. We just feed off that and try to keep it going. You know, we try to, you know, find out what we're doing right and try to build on it.
Dropping cats out there, fish. I'm dropping cats.
Yeah. You know, on the teams from year to year, you know, you have 53 different guys, 53 different personalities, and even though everybody is so different, to be able to come together and focus on one goal and go out there and try to get a win on Sundays.
And they bringing it. They bringing it. 31!
Been trying to make sure I do my best to help guys pick up on things, and Zach is a rookie, and you know, Mike came almost the first week, so I kind of took it upon myself to make sure we're catching up to speed so we can go out there and execute on Sundays.
He's playing the other way. He's playing the other way. Expect something different. They in the bind right now. Expect something different. 100.
Playing with new guys is always different. Every guy that you play next to is different, and I think the best way to learn to play next to somebody is playing. You know, experience. You know, every week we learn how to play with each other more and more.
20-17 Seahawks, Kansas City. First down and goal to go at the 4. Right side sweep. It's a block down 2. He dives right side. Touchdown! Kansas City! Niall Davis!
The main thing is just to try to continue to learn and get better. Not being complacent or anything, and just being open to learn from coaches and teammates. We've definitely grown together every week, trying to continue week by week and day by day, because like I said, you never can stop getting better, and we're just trying to keep that going.
Now, Rodney Hudson is in his fourth year as a Kansas City Chief. That's plenty of time to appreciate how intense the Chiefs-Raiders rivalry can be. As we all know, the rivalry stems back to the beginning days of the old American Football League, and some of the most important AFC games down through the years have been between Kansas City and Oakland. Let's take a look back at the beginnings of this animosity with an excerpt from our award-winning Chiefs Kingdom show as we detail the entire history of one of the great rivalries in the National Football League.
Raider Week, once the Raiders got pretty darn strong, was the important game for the Kansas City Chiefs because they're in our division. You know, if you can't beat them, then you can't go on to where you want to go, and that's to the postseason and to the Super Bowl.
By the end of the 60s, it was developing into the best rivalry in pro football. You had two of the best franchises in pro football. You had two franchises that were way ahead of the curve in terms of opportunities offered for African-American players.
Come on, Ben! Let's go!
It was like seeing the future in the late 60s.
When we look at the schedule, where are they? Because it's going to be a very important game. It may determine who's going to win the division championship and go on to the playoffs.
And so then you had two teams battling fiercely for the championship of the AFL West Division. In 66, the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. In 67, the Raiders go to the Super Bowl. In 68, they tie for the division title, and the Raiders rout the Chiefs in a playoff game. And so there was this sense of two teams both ready to establish themselves as dominant powers, but they kept running into each other along the way.
1969 was one heck of a year for the Kansas City Chiefs, but it was not an easy year because of the Oakland Raiders. Played them three times, twice in the regular season, and then for the championship game.
He's back in the end zone, 8 yards. Dawson throws a whopper.
In the very last game between two AFL franchises, the Chiefs beat Oakland in Oakland. A crushing defeat for the Raiders, a great victory for the Chiefs, and that's what keeps Oakland out of Super Bowl IV.
And I'll never forget this. When the game was over, we're out by the bus waiting for everybody to get ready to joyously go back to Kansas City. They had to carry their suitcases past us to their vehicles. It was the finest thing that I ever witnessed, you know, after those guys beat the heck out of me all the time, to see them humbly leaving. And what I really wanted to do is say, hey, enjoy your few days off. You guys really earned it. You know, have a good off season. That was the last game for the American Football League. That is something so special because the rivalry was so intense. And I think that's good. And I think it's even a better thing that we won that championship game to go to the Super Bowl.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. One of the things I really appreciate about the Kansas City Chiefs franchise is how much they value the Salute to Service initiative of the National Football League. It's going to be a month-long celebration, and some of the most important military installations for our nation are right here in the Chiefs Kingdom. Now, speaking of importance, it's division football again for Kansas City. They finally get some break in the schedule. 10 days off to get ready for a showdown with the Denver Broncos. And we'll get you ready for Kansas City and Denver right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Trap.